We'll stay with issues concerning water. The problems with Wellington's drinking and wastewater pipes are now regional, with Porirua City Council being told it faces a nearly $2 billion bill over the next 20 to 30 years. A 2018 report shows that more than half of the city's wastewater pipes are in poor or very poor condition, as are nearly a quarter of its drinking water pipes. The money would need to be spent on fixing leaks, maintenance and supporting growth. We're joined now by Porirua's Mayor Anita Baker. Good morning.
Good morning.
I take it getting this figure was a bit of a shock to the system, so to speak.
It certainly was. It was a lot higher than expected. But underinvestment from councils, I have to say, over all the years, have probably added up for all of us in the region.
But why did it come so? Why did it come out of the blue like this? That it was so big.
Well, it's for everything going forward. So that's for growth as well. It doesn't even include our carbon reduction going forward. It's our sustainable water. We've had more water leaks come through after the Kaikoura earthquake, and the cost and compliance to do things has risen, and more of our infrastructure is actually broken than we actually realised.
So what are you going to do? I mean, how can a smallish city like Porirua pay that sort of amount?
Well, that's right. We've got 19,000 ratepayers for 57,000 residents. So we can't pay all that amount. We've asked our staff to go back and see how much we can borrow and what we can fix. We need to fix the health of our harbour and stop our stormwater going in. There's new compliance laws coming from the Whaitua. So the report from Wellington Water was an eye-opener, and I think they've done a brilliant job, and they've done it for all the councils. The problem is the councils don't have the money to pay Wellington Water to do it.
So just finally, is this require an effort from all of the councils in the area to get together and come up with some sort of a plan, maybe where you can borrow more money, go to the government, that sort of thing?
It absolutely does. We saw the minister, Minister Twyford, and he said regionally we need to get together and work it out. As a region, we do. We're all suffering from the same thing. And Wellington Water have actually proved that, you know, that it's been under investment and it's actually the council's issues, not Wellington Water.
Plenty to think about there. Hey, Anita, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much for that update. That is Porirua's Mayor Anita Baker there with a $2 billion water bill.